Washington Governor Chris Gregoire seems to be on her way to a political victory thanks to Seattle primary voters. Voters are overwhelmingly approving a ballot measure connected to a Seattle mega project that Gregoire supported. That position put her at odds with Seattle's mayor and others. About 60% of the vote is in favor of Seattle's Referendum 1. That's a measure related to replacing Seattle's earthquake-damaged Alaska Way Viaduct with a tunnel. Seattle City Councilman Mike O'Brien opposed the referendum, but he says the voters have spoken and it's time for him and other tunnel opponents to work with the governor on the issues.
I do believe deep in my heart that they care about the same things that we care about. And, you know, these issues come up that are very divisive. And, you know, maybe this gets set aside for now and we move forward on it and we come back to the areas that we have common agreement.
O'Brien says he hopes that those areas include increasing transit projects and finding ways to reduce driving and greenhouse gas emissions. The vote on the tunnel comes 10 years after State Route 99 was damaged by the Nisqually earthquake. Perhaps you've had salmon, tuna, or swordfish for dinner recently, or maybe it's on the menu tonight. Every big fish that lands on your plate got that big by eating lots and lots of little fish. If you don't have abundant small fish in the ocean, you won't have big fish. That's why some scientists, fishery managers, and advocacy groups are paying more attention to the small prey in the sea. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports some environmental groups now also want tighter regulation, and that's making fishermen nervous.
Fisheries biologist Jen Zaman learned lots of things in grad school, but how to get a freshly captured seabird to barf in a bucket was not one of them.
Stubborn.
Some squirts of warm water down the gullet and squeezing the tummy does the trick.
Oh, yeah.
Zaman and her team from the NOAA Research Station in Warrenton, Oregon, want to know, what fish are the diving birds at the mouth of the Columbia River eating?
Yeah, it's definitely anchovy. I can see the dark intestine.
The day before, Zaman says the puke samples mostly contained half-digested surf smelt. Other examples of prey fish include sardines, herring, and mackerel.
So things like sardine and anchovy, which are extremely abundant, very important, not just for fishery, but for feeding other creatures in the food web, mammals, birds, larger fish. So it's very nice. So we know these birds are indicators of where these fish species of interest are.
This seabird dining survey is just one example of scientists paying greater attention to the fortunes of smaller fish. A sea change is even more noticeable among policymakers, managers, and some environmental groups. Earlier this year, the Pew Environment Group started a campaign to protect small schooling fish.
We knew it was the next logical step.
Paul Shively manages the campaign out of Portland.
You know, this issue is picking up more and more steam all across the nation. There's more and more attention, more and more science pointing to the fact that we need to make sure that there's enough food in the oceans.
A separate group called Oceana is running a similar Healthy Ocean campaign. Conservationists report what they see as progress in moving fishery managers to base decisions not just on the big money fish, but on the entire ocean food web. Insiders call this ecosystem-based management. But when talk turns to limits on fishing for small schooling fish, then resistance crops up. Ocean advocates want West Coast fishery managers to cap quotas for bait fish at current levels and put a moratorium on any new fisheries. Commercial fisherman Ryan Kapp of Bellingham argues the West Coast sardine, anchovy, and herring fisheries are already quite conservatively managed.
Seeing that how none of these stocks are overfished or even approaching overfishing, I just assume to leave it alone. We've got enough regulations to keep track of as it is.
Environmentalists worry rising global demand for seafood and fish meal will put pressure on Pacific bait fish. At the Pew Environment Group, Paul Shively invokes the precautionary principle.
We don't need to wait till there's a crisis in our oceans to address an issue. And it's just for so many years we've looked at our oceans and we wait till there's a collapse of a fishery before we take action. And we're saying, you know, it doesn't hurt to have a new paradigm where perhaps we take some precautionary measures.
Shively has made that case to federal fishery advisors, including Bob Emmett, a marine biologist with the federal science agency NOAA. Emmett says it's premature to come down with a hard regulatory hand.
So there's still a lot of data needs that we need to, and to really put, if you were actively managing these fishes, that means you have a lot of information. And I don't we don't believe at this time we really have it.
The fortunes of small fish are also surfacing at the state level. The California legislature is considering a law to promote ecosystem-based management in nearshore state waters. I'm Tom Bonsi, near Warrenton, Oregon.
Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber has named a new education advisor. Kitzhaber tapped fellow Democrat Ben Cannon, a state representative from Portland. But it doesn't mean Cannon is in line to become the next Oregon school superintendent. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman explains.
It's nothing new for a governor to have an education advisor, but this is the first one to be appointed since Oregon lawmakers acted to do away with the elected statewide office of Superintendent of Public Instruction. That bill doesn't take effect until current Superintendent Susan Castillo's term ends in 2015, or earlier if she steps down. At that point, the governor will become the Oregon school superintendent and will appoint a deputy to carry out the governor's education agenda. Ben Cannon is a private school teacher in his third term in the Oregon House. Could this new role give him the inside track to eventually become the top education bureaucrat? A spokeswoman for Kitzhaber says not necessarily. Christine Miles says the governor will conduct a nationwide search when it comes time to appoint a statewide deputy superintendent. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.